Okay? The first of these dreams was a revolutionary movement which would, what is that?
Create
a free and united India. Today it is free, but that has not been achieved yet. After 60 years of independence, what Sri Aurobindo dreamt has not occurred. But within these 1.5 years it will happen. We work together. And I am trying for an international group of like-minded activists. But what we have to be careful is selecting your own group from different yoga practitioners. Then only you are a real truth-conscious sadhaka. If you can't involve and integrate, what is the use of the entire philosophy of Sri Aurobindo if you can't take everyone together in one harmony? So it doesn't mean, it is not required that he should know a vast array, he must have read vast Sri Aurobindo literature in Madhya. The only thing required is he should be sincere in his own yogic practice. I will discuss how to do that in the next 6 days. But this is the goal with which I am coming to Life Divine. All life is yoga. And when I say all life is yoga, you remember, even a plant is doing yoga in its own way. Even a mineral is doing yoga in its own way. Even an animal is doing yoga in its own way. That is why we have in our Indian culture, every divinity a vahana, an animal. Shiva, bull. Vishnu, Garuda. Shiva, not only a bull, but there are a lot of serpents around him. And the best and the small is beautiful type of that economic statement is the vahana of Ganesha, the mouse. Probably that is how we use the mouse also. In the computer, I don't think it is accidental name. So, even the vahanas have to be utilized. The animals also have to be utilized. And all this is the all life is divine, the life divine. So I am giving you the basis. One action is this. Sri Aurobindo wanted a revolution, and later in 1910, before 1910, when he was in 1908-9, when he was in the Alipur jail, Sri Krishna openly told him, I have given independence to India. Why do you do a revolution? He understood it and he stopped his activities in the revolution and he came to this path. And luckily for us and for the humanity. Why I am telling you this is, it is Sri Krishna's words that India, he has given the independence. But what type of India we got? The hands are gone. Whether you call it with whatever name, they are the hands of the Divine Mother. And you remember the real India, what Sri Krishna and Sri Aurobindo dreamt was that behind the mother when she gives the evening literature. So those who are interested and not interested in it, all of us must have that picture in our house. Please do it today. Don't postpone. If not today because of the time coming, but tomorrow evening, I will ask you if you have got that photo. You remember the photo, what I want? Mother sitting. Remember it, and she has a crown on her head. The 12 pearls, mutyalu, what is around the head of the mother are the 12 zodiacal signs. Mesha, Rishabha, up to Meena. So when you keep that, the entire divine energy which is controlling our solar system flows into your house, whether you know it or not. You always remember that a photograph of a divine person is alive. You think it is a photograph, but it is not a photograph. And those who know about the Sai cult have an ample proof of it. And Sai is 1/12 of Sri Aurobindo, you remember it. I am not criticizing Sai group or I am not extolling Sri Aurobindo. I am telling you the fact and I can give you the proofs. But you need not fight with them that you are only 1/12 and we are one. If you are one, show the unity. Bring them into your yoga theory. Then only when those 12 are united, all the 12 yogas are united, can something happen. So that is the first dream. Am I clear about it? Mother, the Mother India behind her is our goal. And I will not going to lecture on life day, and I will talk only the practical aspects. I want to bring a group by the December 31st, and from 1st, before next December, we should see that Mother India. Not by fighting. Neither Mother nor Sri Aurobindo ever fought. But they controlled everything. And if you can become a medium, they will see how to utilize it. But be a warrior and a hero. Don't run away when a burden is given on you. And we will discuss quite frequently. We have the websites and this and that, those who are interested in these activities. We can discuss what Sri Aurobindo or Mother has stated. I have read something, you must have read something. We will share this. But be very sincere in it every day for half an hour. Give this. Don't use this time for any of your purpose. Half an hour is Sri Aurobindo's half an hour. It is his. You do what he says. Until directly you hear his voice, the books are there. We are all together. We can discuss. Okay? So this is the first. I am requesting, but it is the order of Sri Aurobindo. Half an hour per day you meditate. But meditation is a source of power. And what type of meditation we do? We feel relaxed. No relaxation in meditation. And in Patanjali Yoga Sutras also says that one pointed, different, angled thinking is meditation. One point, different angled thinking is meditation. Ekatanata Sutram Dhyanam. Ekatanata. Ekatanata means the same raga, the same tana from different angles. We'll practice it in these classes after 2 or 3 days. For 15 minutes we'll practice before the class. I have already asked him that he will come half an hour before and sit there, because that is more important than all these classes. But not when I am here you come. It should be regular. The numbers should increase. And if it diminishes, it is our fault. You always remember it. Don't say that Mother has not helped and Sri Aurobindo has not helped. You have to be sincere. You have to show your effort. So one effort is, if you are interested, and if you are not interested in dream or not, all our houses and all our friends' houses, whoever accepts our simple wish, you keep this in your house. And always see that it faces east. If possible, if not, faces north. These two directions are important. Later I will discuss why so. Sri Aurobindo has told about it. And one more thing which you should remember is, never place your head while sleeping in the northern direction. Am I clear? Never. In any other direction it's okay. Never place your head in the northern direction. So that is the first dream. The work. What work I have given? Anyone respond? First, half an hour. Every day. At your own convenience, I don't mind. Whatever time it is. Because the truth consciousness is beyond time. It is an eternal time. So when you do this, all are doing together, whatever may be the time periods here, but if possible, always, it is always good to be with Sri Aurobindo. Come here and do that, if possible. So by 5:35 I will be here. I am just informing you. I don't know if I am asking you or something. So the first dream. Then another dream was for the resurgence and liberation of the people of Asia. And the return of her great role in the progress of the human. And read it, please.
Asia has arisen. Large parts are now quite free, or are every moment being liberated. Its other still subject or partly subject parts are moving to whatever struggles towards freedom.
Now, he is talking about the culture. And you will be interested to know that the divine culture, the Hindu culture, once ruled the entire Asia. So he wants to revive it. We have a lot of directions in his books. Those who are interested can concentrate their half an hour in that revitalization of the divine culture which was once, which we have now forgotten, and again we are making it active. That is what in general it is known as the Deva Sanskriti, the divine culture. And this divine culture has four basic, not four but nine, that is what I was telling you about the Navanidhis. But these are not the Navanidhis, but they are, what, fragments of it. Four are known as the Virtues, illumination. Four Virtues, and then five Shilas, characters. You remember that. Those who want to revitalize the divine culture in Asia, you have to practice these four mental habits and five social habits. The four mental one is what is known as samajhdari, common sense. And do you know what Blavatsky said? The most uncommon thing is common sense. What do you mean by common sense? What is common to all the senses? We have the five senses. What is common to it? The mind. Manashashtanindriyani. We have the five senses and the mind. And you all know that when the mind is not with the sense, even though you are seeing, you will not see. Is it not? Is the point clear? So common sense is mind control. Many people don't understand. They say that common sense is... This common sense is not common sense. It is nonsense. What Sri Aurobindo wants, a common sense, is you know the common mind which flows. If this mind is now discriminative and separative, if this mind can become unity, the truth consciousness works in the mind. The Supramental Manifestation, that small book, please all of you do read it and master it. He started with the physical purification in physical perfect body. Physical perfect body means what? All the perfect five senses with the mind is perfect. That is the common sense. That is the first nidhi you need. And after common sense, you should have, what is the most important thing is courage. When you know that it is right and you can't speak it out, you can't put it in practice, then knowing is not enough. So courage to put it into practice, what we have learned, even though it is wrong. Because all the scientists have a courage to do an experiment even though it is wrong, and they are corrected by the wrong experiment, and then they get the correct experiment. So don't worry in thinking whether it is right or wrong. We have sufficient knowledge. And remember, we are all called. If you just think that you have wanted to come here and hearing it, I don't accept it. You always remember that we have a call from the Mother and Sri Aurobindo. And do you think they call whom they think they are unfit? And then who are you to think yourself unfit? Do you think it is humility? Or humanitizing them or ignoring them when you say that? You got the point. When you say that I have to learn and do something, you are insulting them. I am very knowingly utilizing these words. They know whom to call. You are here. You do. And to correct it, they will correct it. But they will correct if you do something. If you don't do anything, what can they correct? So that is the courage. And with all that, you should have responsibility. I am responsible for what I am doing. I am not asking anybody. I am not asking help. That is what Rabindranath Tagore used to say, "Ekla chalore, walk the way alone." You are not alone. There are so many, 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 many divine persons walking in the same path, with body and without body. When you start walking, you will find there are so many with you. You have to recognize them. That is responsibility. First is common sense. The second is courage. The third is responsibility and with all that sincerity. Are we sincere in what? For that half an hour only I am asking you. Be very sincere. Very sincerely try to do what you want to do. We will discuss all those things. Don't say that I am leaving you hazily. I won't leave you. The only way you can escape from me is to throw me out. That's all. So these four, very clear? These are our mind guiding principles. But they are not the nidhis. They are converted into the symbols of nidhis I have given to you, Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma. Later I will discuss it. But these are, what we can utilize it immediately. You remember these things? The first one, common sense. Common sense means a discriminative mind becomes a unifying mind. That is important. Everything must be yours. They are ours. When a war was going on, when somebody was said, why are you worried that Hitler may kill himself? He said, don't you know, he is my son. That is mother's unified consciousness. They never separate. But they force that to happen because of the result. But still the love is there. The common sense. And after common sense, we have the courage, at least the courage to do it regularly. Many people tell to me, especially in America, they complain, I don't have time. Because their way of life is so fast. I said, don't say that. Don't you have a courage to wake half an hour earlier? That's only a very simple solution if you don't have time. If you really don't have time. You now understand in what way we are talking about the courage. I am not talking of a heroic courage of giving life. Sri Aurobindo always said, what will you do with a gone life? It is life which is yoga. All life is yoga. So sincerity, courage, and then be responsible. I have done this. This is what I am getting. And then you will have your own directions and we will try to modify it. But don't throw the problem on others. Always try to take the responsibility. I will take the responsibility of doing this. And then lastly, be sincere about these attitudes. These are the four mental strengths which you should have. And then in social life, where you interact with other people, these four are your personal. Am I clear about it? These are your four instruments, the Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma. The symbols are important. You always remember, Aurobindo always used to talk about these two things, the legend and the symbol. And symbol is very personal. When you write this sign alpha, it is a Greek letter and this also means proportional. It all depends on how you utilize that symbol. So with these four mental strengths, when you enter into the society, the first thing is hard work. You have to work very, very, very hard. The agony, the anguish, the tremendous pressures which Sri Aurobindo and mother have. You go through the literature in that day, where every minute was an agony for them. And especially when mother received the mind light, the physical aspect of the mind from Sri Aurobindo on the 5th of December 1950. The agony, the pain, and with all that she has to develop the Sri Aurobindo Ashram. What I am trying to give these examples is hard work. So don't say when I am healthy I will do the hard work. If you are healthy, doing hard work is a pleasure. So maybe if you have some problem, it gives you a benefit of really doing hard work. You will be proud of that hard work. So hard work in this direction. That half an hour you have selected. Hard work in society, not you do the hard work. Hard working for that cause. And with all that hard work, you should be what we call, you should not waste much money. That is what Mitavyayata says. But according to mother, Mitavyayata, what we call thrift, it is called in English, Mitavyayata, economic Okay, now you understand what I mean. But Sri Aurobindo and others says, who talks about money? Who cares about money? You always remember time is money. You talk about it, but you don't know that time is money. You always talk about it. So utilize your time frugally for your personal and family needs. And that time which you can grasp out of that, you snatch it from that, utilize it for this divine cause. That is Mitavyayata. Hard work, Shramashilata, and frugal. Have I used the correct word? Your time must be devoted to your family, to your job. You do that. But whenever you can snatch some time, utilize for this hard work. That is Mitavyayata. These are two, the social activities. And now, the third activity is the most important one. Civilized activity, Shishtata. When we talk with others, if the civilized attitude is not there, sometimes even a correct word goes in a wrong way. The best example is Mahabharata, where the Krishnacharya team is utilizing to Arjuna, who wants to run away and fights, and there is the Shalya. All of you know this Shalya Sarathi? A man who was sure to succeed, gone. So the most important thing is, even when you say something rough to others, make it into a civilized approach. The best examples of this you get from the letters on yoga. There are about 4,000 letters or so that Sri Aurobindo has written. You go through them. How civilized and how beautifully he boasts your consciousness, even though telling that you are wrong. So this is Shishtata, civilized action. And then the last two is what we are trying to achieve, cooperation. And then organized effort. These are the five. Five social activities, hard work, frugality. The word is okay, na? Don't worry about the correct aspect of it. If you understand it, is right whether it means or not. And then civilized approach to life, to society. And then try to make more and more people cooperate our activities and make it organized activity. What is the use of so many people cooperating and nobody working in the same organized way? So these are the nine nidhis which we have to utilize to develop the Asia. And then the third ring was a world union forming
outer basis of fair, brighter and noble life for all mankind.
This is the most important thing of truth consciousness. This is our main goal. This is the goal for which Sri Aurobindo has worked, is working, and he continues to work. Because after that, he has to give a newer race to the new race. That is his problem. He just can't wait and say, yes, the new race has come and he can relax. He can't relax. He is working on that also. He has given hints about the newer race. You understood what I mean? After the new race, another race is also coming. And for it also, the divine Asian culture has its basis in all these nine, four mental and four physical attributes. And then this is what is our own liability. Another dream, the spiritual gift of India to the world has already begun. India's spirituality is entering Europe and America in an This is our role. This is what the life divine and synthesis of yoga are meant as the two instruments. This, how quickly you can do, that is what I challenge my friends. We have so many means of contacting people which we never had. Which we never had, even the mobile phones, the websites. Instantaneously we can contact all the people at one and the same time. But we have forgotten this purpose. The gift of our spiritual approach to our life. And you need not worry what to give. You read the synthesis of yoga, you read the life divine and give it. You'll be 100% correct. You need not worry about also if you understand those sentences or not. It is there is a joke, there is a humoristic approach of Sri Aurobindo when his eyesight was diminishing. His handwriting was very undecipherable. So Nirodh Baran was asking, please read what you have written. And Sri Aurobindo took a magnifying glass and focused his eyes, that is what he says. And he said, I think I have not written to read myself. Because he couldn't say. This you remember, when you spread this, I am spreading it. You need not. We will plan for this also. I want all of you, because I am giving these dreams now, so that by the end of the sixth day we will have a very concrete plan and work. And then the final dream was that is the supramentalism. So in this dream, all of us must at least use 5 minutes. In how many hours? In how many hours you will use 5 minutes? In your half an hour, that's all. Don't worry about the 23 and a half hours. You do whatever you want. So at least 5 minutes. And if you are very interesting, sharp enough, you can make it 5 times 5, 25 minutes, all the 5 dreams. And of course the common sense, the mind as the sixth one. 6 into 5 is 30 minutes. That is enough. You can't work more than that, even if you want to work. So the final dream is what, since the first embryonic structure, the first born man till now is this goal. Man is only a transitional animal. A transitional animal, you always remember it. Let us always remember it. We are only a transitional. We are transiting to the divine. And 4 points you remember, and then today I will stop. In this evolution, we have the animal man. The animal man, the first stage, where ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithuna is his goals. That's all. He is not worried about anything else. Then human being, what we call the human values, the 9 values I have given, 4 the inside values, mental values, and the 5 outside values. If you develop it, you have become human. And now, the starting of the new race, the divine people, the yogis, in all religions, they are all working for the divinity. In their nomenclature may differ, but all, whether the Islam or Christianity or Jainism or Buddhism or this yoga or this and that, all are working for the divine. So all these rishis and the present day rishis like Sri Aurobindo, and when we come down, we come to the last stage, to Sri Ramana Maharshi. You try to, why I am giving you the scale. These 5 dreams, you link up with the names I am giving. Sri Ramana Maharshi, Sai, Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa, or the Ramakrishna Mutt people. Lahari Mahashaya. You know Lahari Mahashaya? The Self-Realization Fellowship. Where a breathing changes everything. And of course Sri Aurobindo, the source of all. And of course my teacher, Sri Ram Sharmacharya. These you try to find out in what way the truth consciousness is involved in them step by step. The final step, Sri Aurobindo. But each step people are important. All of them, if we can unite together, this last dream, the fifth dream, can happen. With this background, I will just summarize what I have tried to tell you. What I wanted to tell you is, the synthesis of yoga has only one goal. All life is yoga. That is the synthesized yoga. But all life is yoga, you can classify it into three steps: the yoga of karma, the yoga of bhakti, and the yoga of knowledge. But all these three has to be synthesized. You just say no. Because in any action, all the three have to be done. Suppose you want to cook. All the three have to be done. First is you should know how to cook. Knowledge. And then the love to cook. If you don't want to make the meat, you have your own ability to see that they don't eat. And if you want them to eat, the bhakti yoga, you have got it. How to cook, knowledge. Bhakti, the love with which you give. And with all that, you should have the utensils to cook. That is the synthesis of yoga in everyday life. That is why you remember, all life is yoga. You try to understand where the prajna, wisdom, knowledge is working more. We call it the knowledge yoga, jnana yoga. Where the love is working, we call it as bhakti yoga. More. The proportion is more. All the three are one. That is the synthesis. All life is yoga. When you put this from here to here also, all the three work, all the synthesis work. And unfortunately in India, these three are completely separated. A jnana yogi speaks, you got the point? A bhakti yogi speaks, a karma yogi, no. A synthesis must be there. All life is yoga, that is the first point I wanted to tell. And the second point I wanted to tell is, the planet Earth is a laboratory for the universal consciousness to guide the entire universe. I am not saying about the planet Earth. Tomorrow I will show you what Sri Aurobindo and Mother said about the planet Earth's importance. A very, 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 very important planet. And we are lucky to be here, first one. And we are lucky to be a human beings. And again, we are the most luckiest to be here in this place. So we should remember this importance on planet Earth. And it is our responsibility to see that the unity, the understanding, the loving understanding of humanity comes. If nobody tries, how it will come? We have to do something for it. Even when Sri Aurobindo was putting his power behind the world war, he is choosing people, instruments. At that time he has to select and search. And now, he need not search, I think. We are here. The only thing is, we just give him confidence that every half an hour they will be there. Be sincere about it. Every half an hour you are in that. And here, of course, for these 6 days we are for 2 hours. So we are already surpassing our goal, you know. Being Sri Aurobindian, we ask half an hour, we will get 4 half an hours. 6 to 8. And the most important thing you always remember, that the presence of Sri Aurobindo is in your hearts, is always there, always there. You just have to, a technique. If you know how to approach him, almost all of our working problems are solved. We have to work, no doubt, even then. So with this background, so you got the points. All life is yoga, the synthesis yoga. Planet Earth is the source of all universal actions. Wherever any other Yaksha, Gandharva, Kinnara, Kapurusha, Naga, Kurma, all these what we call life consciousness, they are all developed on planet Earth. So whenever the Mahabharata comes, don't think we are talking about a Mahabharata for Indian independence. Mahabharata means the great India, the great world civilization, the divine culture. The entire planet Earth is our goal. And then, half an hour every day, don't forget. What I said, don't forget? The photograph. By tomorrow when you are coming here, make sure that you have that photograph. That shows you how hard working you are. Jai Gurudev. Yes?
What are the feelers?
Huh? Feelers. They are at what? Healers, you are telling.
Healers. You spoke of healers. What are the healers?
Sheelas. Sheelas are the social activities. Huh? Sheela means character. Pancha Sheelas. Is it clear? Hard working. And ends with well organizing. In between is Shishtata, and above it is time control, and below it is cooperation. These are the five Sheelas. Okay? Just we pray for peace. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.